You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome in to MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with T.R. Sullivan out at Fenway Park in Boston, where the Rangers are beginning a long road trip. And there's a lot to talk about, T.R. It is a long trip out on the East Coast. And I guess, you know, it's one of those stories. It's going to be a big story until it finally happens. But what is the latest news or suspicion about when Josh Hamilton may join this team?
Well, Josh has got two games in Frisco on Tuesday and Wednesday, Dave. And once those are over, he'll be reevaluated. So the earliest he'll be activated will be Friday in New York. But the Rangers may wait till Monday in Cleveland, depending on how things go. I don't know how much reluctance there is to bring Josh Hamilton back to the major leagues in New York, or would they rather avoid that or not. We'll see. It depends on how he does this week. So possibly Friday in New York, most likely Monday in Cleveland.
From the standpoint of his baseball readiness, though, all indications are he's set. He's prepared to get back.
Well, you know, he's basically had like 2 weeks of spring training, so I don't know if he's ready to come back or not. You know, he's probably still have some work to do on his swing and his timing and things like that. I don't know if he wants to do it in Frisco. I'm sure he'd rather do it in New York or Cleveland or Arlington. You know, I don't know if he's ready to come back or not. He's got a 300 batting average. He hadn't hit the ball out of the ballpark yet. I don't know what that means, but other than the fact he's not hit a home run down there, they're not bringing him up here to be a single center, but, you know, we'll see about that.
Yeah. Well, and so the timing will be interesting to see what the ball club does with him. They no doubt could use some help offensively. It does, you know, look, for the month of May, TR, this team is, you know, playing better. It's basically, what, a 500 month to this point. There have been some stretches, I'm sure, that they would like to have back. But is there a sense, you know, around the clubhouse that maybe roles are starting to, solidify, guys are starting to get comfortable, and maybe the play is going to be a little more consistent and turn around?
Well, I think they're hitting better. I think Beltre is starting to come around. Mitch Moreland's back in the lineup, and that's helping. Delino DeShields has done a tremendous job at, you know, in his role as the fourth or fifth outfielder, but he's getting more regular playing time. He's been a big help. You know, Shin Soo Chu has had a great May so far. That's been a big boost for them. You know, it's all been about the starting pitching and the bullpen. I mean, the starting pitching is a lot better. Gallardo, Lewis, Martinez have been pitched very well. Juani Rodriguez has had some good starts as well. Their fifth spot is now up in the air with Ross Detweiler on the disabled list. They're going to go with Phil Klein on Wednesday against the Red Sox. So that's a big concern right there. And their bullpen is still, they're still trying to put together this bullpen. They're still trying to figure out who can do what. So, you know, there's a lot of work left to do with the pitching. I mean, so far the offense this month has been pretty good.
And you mentioned Delino DeShields Jr. And, you know, watching him during spring training, he was a Rule 5 draftee from the Astros organization. There was a question toward the end of spring training whether or not the Rangers would, you know, necessarily keep him or offer him back. They have to keep him on the roster if they're going to hold on to him. And they've kept him. They've managed to use him a little bit. Are you surprised at some of the success that he's had this year?
Well, he was a first-round pick, so you got to figure there's some talent there. You know, he's the son of a Major League Baseball player and a good one, and Delino DeShields Sr., who was a very good second baseman. So I think what you're seeing, some of what you're seeing is some good baseball instinct and a good baseball pedigree. I think you've seen that come to the forefront. You know, he's playing the game well. He's a tremendous base runner, great base stealer. You know, he's not a big strikeout guy. He puts the ball in play. He can bunt the ball a little bit. You know, he can go get the ball in the outfield. I mean, he's got some talent and he's got some background, and I think that's what's helped him a lot.
Yeah, so far so good. I'd say that's been a real plus for this team to this point. Also, the bullpen, you mentioned the bullpen earlier, some changes or additions. Ross Ohlendorf backup of the team. I know he's only appeared in one game, but in spring training was kind of an up and down situation for him with the back injury and all. But how did he look?
Well, I think Ross Ohlendorf has a chance to help him in a middle to long relief role. You know, started before, he's had success in that role. He's got great stuff. Now he's got to stay healthy. Tanner Shepard is back. He's got to, pick it up as a setup guy. You know, Neftali Fleece has to be the closer, and he has to get the job done, which he's done for the most part, but there have been some glitches, and when there are glitches around the Rangers, they immediately react. So there's been a lot of changes in the bullpen. The guy I think should be up here is John Edwards, who's pitching great down in Triple A Round Rock, has great numbers. I'm not sure why he's not up here, but, if this bullpen continues to struggle, I'm sure everybody from Round Rock will get a shot.
Yeah. Looking down at the minor leagues, you're always checking guys out to see who might be next up. It was interesting this week that Joey Gallo, made a start in the outfield. He's such a big, strong kid, but almost an unusually big third baseman and such a talented hitter. They threw him out there in the outfield the other night, and I suspect it went okay. What's the thinking there? Is this something they're considering seriously moving into the outfield? Are they still committed to him maybe being a third baseman?
Well, I think they want to make sure he has some versatility. You never know what role will come up in the future. I don't think they're obviously with Josh Hamilton on the verge of coming up. I don't think there's any thought of Gallo being here anytime soon. I think they just want to increase his versatility a little bit. Beltre's a free agent after 2016. I mean, that might be the time when Gallo moves into third base. He is a big guy. There's still some concern how he'll handle third base. First base is always an option. There's multiple ways to get his bat in the lineup. I think right now the most important thing is you need to stay down in Double-A and keep working on his hitting and continue his development there. I don't think he needs to be in Arlington anytime soon.
Yeah, well, one of those things I guess we'll all kind of keep an eye on. Long road trip now for this team. The three in Boston, the three in New York, and the three in Cleveland, coming off a bit of a disappointing finish to a homestand. It was, off to a decent start. We talked about trying to just play 500 ball on the road. I suspect a 500 record on this road trip would be like winning a World Series. It's not an easy trip, and a long one at that. This could be a big trip for them. A point maybe at which a tipping point of the season, perhaps, where you decide how much of a shot you really have. I mean, aren't we getting to that point where they've got to really consider what their options may be the rest of the way?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, you're getting close to June 1st, and the draft is the first 2 weeks of June, and the Rangers have the fourth pick, and I think a lot of focus right now is on that fourth pick of the draft and getting that right. But I think after the draft, I think that's when you start looking at your baseball team and say, are we in or are we out? And, this road trip is, it'll be a good test. There'll be multiple tests along the way. They got to go to Kansas City early June, and they got to go back to Oakland. So there's going to be a lot of tests. But, New York, Boston, Cleveland, these are places where they're going to have to play well to win.
Yeah, there's some signs. Some signs anyway, though, that maybe things might be getting a little bit better here in the near future, TR. Have a great trip, man. I mean, you're way out there right now. Enjoy Boston, New York, Cleveland. Hope you remember where your home is when you get back. And we'll do it again late next week.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Right on. TR Sullivan, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.